Good morning and welcome to the chat on Newsday Amarillo at News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
Good morning, I'm Megan Collier.
I'm Chuckalicious Chuck Williams.
We always need some help and encouragement in pretty much every aspect of our lives. One place where sometimes we don't seek help is in our own professional career and our business life. The Action Coach Team of West Texas is changing that. Being there with solid advice to better yourself and to grow yourself, Mr. Rory Shepherd, the firm owner and senior partner with Action Coach of West Texas, joins us this morning. We're going to talk about time gainers. Welcome, Mr. Shepherd. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, David. How are you?
We're all right.
I mean, we are all just pulled in so many different ways. Time is a commodity that cannot be purchased, but man, if we could, wouldn't it be wonderful? How can you really maximize your time in your business? And then I would think, too, that lends itself to your personal life as well. But let's focus on that business space first.
You bet. So as a business owner, as a business leader, you know, time is that one thing that you can't buy more of, just like you said, Megan. And so I can't tell you how many people we talked to that just said, if I only had two more hours in the day, right? If I could only create two more hours in the day, I would be great, right? And the truth is if we gave them two more hours, they would probably figure out a way to spend more time on social media, watch a few more shows on Netflix, then do other things other than spending it in their business, right? And so truly what... you know, time management is probably a little bit of a misnomer and it's a myth. We can't really manage time. What we can is manage ourselves, right? And so being better disciplined around the way that we spend our time is really the key to being efficient and effective and productive as a business owner.
So what you're saying is I can't watch all those TikTok videos. Is that what you're telling me? That's not an efficient use of my time?
That is probably not an efficient use of your time. But I would also tell you that we all need a little bit of diversion, right? And so I would tell you, and we go back to one of the things that we did with Time Gainer was just go back to the top thought leaders around time management, personal productivity over the last 50 years, one of which was Stephen Covey, right? And so Stephen Covey talks about, he creates a quadrant of what is urgent versus what is important. And one of the things that he talks about is that, you know, there will be things that are distractions and kind of time wasting, but we ought to limit that to 10% of our time, not just get rid of it completely, right? So we've all done that on a diet somewhere in our lives, right? Where we said, I'm just going to completely cut out carbs, right? Well, that's probably not the most efficient way to approach it, right? Some people can do that, but most of us need to say, I'm going to limit the number of carbs I eat. So Stephen Covey says, limit the amount of time you spend on those things that are truly just wasting time. So if TikTok videos is that kind of that guilty pleasure for you, fantastic, right? Even as a business owner, you know, I've got those guilty pleasures as well. It's probably not TikTok videos, but, you know, limiting that to 10% is kind of the key for us to say, limit that so that I can put the time where I need to put it. And so from a time gainer point of view, we've got for business owners and business leaders, not just owners, right? So time is something that's universal and can be managed by all of us, right? And so we talk about four different kind of disciplines. One is focus and delivery. Another is execution management. The third one is calendaring and how do we manage our personal calendars. And then the fourth one, which people normally don't think about when we think about discipline around time, but review, reflection, and then thinking about gratitude. And that is, as we teach people kind of our framework around Time Gainer, that idea of review, reflection, and gratitude, normally people start off going, yeah, that's probably somewhere I don't need to focus. After we give them a little bit of education, they go, that is the area that I need to focus on the most. And so just as an example, well, we were just talking about Leif and Leif going on vacation, right? So the 2 days before Leif went on vacation, he listed out all the things that he needed to get done so he could be off for a week. And amazingly, he was more productive those 2 days before he left than he probably was, you know, the 2 or 3 weeks before that, right? we are the exact same way, right? And so if at the end of the day, we just took 10 minutes and said, for tomorrow, what are those key things that I need to get done? Mm-hmm. We would be that productivity would show up for us each and every day, as opposed to only that 2 or 3 days before we go on vacation. So that's just a quick tool, a technique. 5 or 10 minutes at the end of the day, look at my calendar, say, what are those key things I need to focus on tomorrow? It's amazing what you can get done.
What do you say to people, and I'm one of those, that, listen, I'll procrastinate till hell freezes over, but you give me around about, you tell me within a day or two, it'll get done. What do you say to people like that, that are like me, you know?
Yep. So, and there are a lot of people like you. So I think we're all like you. So,
are you sure?
So check, you're not alone.
I'm just kidding.
We all find a way to procrastinate. So I'll give you teachings from a couple of folks. One is a guy by the name of Brian Tracy that wrote a book called Eat That Frog. And in that, he talks about, it's 21 ways to overcome procrastination. And one of those is, what is that big thing that I need to get done today? And making sure that I don't leave today without getting that done. And so he quotes Mark Twain, and Mark Twain says that if you have to eat a frog today, go ahead and eat it early so that you get that bad taste out of your mouth early on in the day.
Right.
But then he also says that if you have to eat two frogs, make sure you eat the biggest and ugliest one first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so if you've got things that you've been procrastinating around, right, how do you go ahead and just say, that's the one thing I got to get done today and I'm not leaving until it's done? The other would be a guy from Great Britain. His name is Michael Heppel, that wrote a book called 17. And in 17, he takes a little bit of a twist on a technique, a Pomodoro technique, which is just around doing short burst work sprints. And Michael Heppel talks about 17-minute sprints. So instead of saying, that's a four-hour activity and I don't want to do it, how do I break that down into a bite-sized chunk that I can do, work really hard for 17 minutes, and then take a break, right? Reward myself with a TikTok video, Megan. So I could take 3 minutes, watch a couple of TikTok videos, and then jump right back in and do another 17-minute sprint. Another great technique. We use that, and when we teach our clients that, it's amazing how they get started on things and how they get them done.
Rory, let me ask you this. In this volatile economy, how big of a drain is mismanagement of time to a business owner? In dollar and cents, how big of that is a drain, or is pulling it back down toward being mediocre?
Yeah, so great question. And so I would tell you that probably in every business that I've worked in, and I've worked in some really great, efficient, effective businesses over my career, whether that was Whataburger or HEB or AT&T, right? But we probably see about 20% waste in our processes. And that's before you start talking about individual productivity and time. But if you think about your time, that's already an expense that you're paying for, right? If I'm a business owner, I'm already writing a paycheck. And so if I could gain 15 or 20% of productivity just because I teach you a few techniques, how powerful is that, right? Because it's not like I'm having to spend additional money. I'm actually saving money or getting the same throughput without hiring staff, right? And so if you couple the economy that we're in right now that's got, you know, we forgot what inflation felt like, but now we're seeing it and we're going, holy cow, what is this, right? So if you've got inflation coupled with, you know, just historic lows on unemployment, right? Even if I wanted to hire staff, I can't. And so I need to make more efficient, effective use of every hour that I've got, as opposed to going out and hiring new folks. And so I think you get, not only, David, you don't get an expense reduction, you don't get increased profits, but you probably get happier employees, mm-hmm. right? There's a Marcus Buckingham just released a book back in April called Love and Work. And one of the things that he talks about is employee engagement goes up when we do those things that we love and we feel like we're being productive. And so if you think about that again, applying that back to time management, if I reduce all the stupid steps and the dumb things that are in a process so that it's fun to do, my engagement will go up, my productivity will go up, and I reduce those expenses.
So basically you're telling me that a happy staff is going to increase production?
Absolutely. All day long. There's no doubt about that.
Do you think you can grow your business during this time? I mean, you mentioned how difficult it is, like during the, you know, to increase your dollars and cents during a, you know, a time like this.
Yes.
So you think you can?
I know we can. Yeah. And so we've got clients right now that are growing at record pace, doing things that they've never done before, because they're pouring back in and investing in their, you know, their teams, as well as they're talking to them about, this is the process that we do. Does that make sense? If you were rewriting this process, what would you eliminate right now to make it more efficient? And they're finding it and they're doing it, and great results are showing up.
Action Coach is a business that comes in and helps your business to thrive and survive, especially during these times of economic hardships and just the changes that come each and every day. It's a great way to improve your small or medium or large size business. Give them a call. See if they can help you out make the right decisions. They're located at the Eagle Center Lofts at 600 South Tyler Street. Give them a call at 806-699-1024. Action Coach of West Texas, making your business a better place. Rory, thank you as always for joining us, and we'll catch you again next month with some more great tips.
All righty. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime, sir.